Marshview Trail is a quarter mile long, out and back trail that has a stone-packed surface. It is a minimum of 4 feet wide. Visitors should consider bringing a pair of binoculars to see wildlife, especially at the end of the trail in Canes Creek Marsh. Marshview Trail is accessed from the small, unpaved parking lot on the right side of the road, approximately 1/4 mile after the contact station as you enter the park. There is one designated handicap parking spot, and there is a bike rack at the start of the trail. The trail is not visible from the road. Marshview Trail begins with a downhill slope from the parking lot. It meanders through a wooded forest and ends at a wheelchair-accessible viewing platform overlooking Canes Creek. There are two benches on the platform. Users will notice slight changes in elevation with a total change of about 6 feet along the length of the trail. Loose rocks and exposed tree roots may present hazards for people using wheelchairs or other personal mobility equipment. Along the trail, there are several points of interest. Stop number one, marked by a signpost, marks the location of vernal pools, a type of seasonal wetland that is important for many amphibians. These pools are usually filled with water during part of the spring and summer and may have ice in the winter. In late summer and early fall, the pools often dry up. Unlike pools that have water year-round, there are no fish in vernal pools. This lack of predators makes vernal pools an ideal spot for amphibians to breed and lay eggs in the spring. The bench and signpost that mark stop number two are just over halfway to the trail's end. It is also a place where two trees have grown together, a process called inosculation. This usually only happens when two trees of the same species grow too close together. If the trees are touching but not grown together, they're considered to be hugging trees. At stop number three is a dead tree, also called a snag, that looks like it should be cleared away. But it's actually a mini ecosystem. Fungi and insects are working to turn this tree into rich soil. Woodpeckers eat the insects in the tree, and they create small to medium-sized holes that become homes for other animals, like bats, owls, nuthatches, and wood ducks. Many animals use the holes created by the woodpeckers as a safe place to raise their young. Squirrels often store nuts in dead trees, and hawks and other raptors may use the snags for perching and looking for prey. As you approach the viewing platform, mountain laurels are abundant. They are native to the eastern United States and bloom in late spring. They can be identified in other seasons by their gnarly stems and glossy evergreen leaves. From stop number three, it is only a short distance to the platform overlooking the marsh and the upper reaches of Canes Creek. The view changes with the season, but it is possible to see ducks and tundra swans floating in the water and great blue herons hunting for frogs and fish. In winter, when the trees have lost their leaves, bald eagles and hawks may be visible in the distant trees.